Que no mama, que no no maname, gato. Que no mama, que no no mana, gato. Que no mama, que no no mana, come on. Que no mama, on the day we arrive, on the planet on the
ground. No, there isn't.
There's more to see than can never be seen. Bitch Black.
No mama.
Bring the flames.
Que no mama, que no no manam.
Bring the flames.
Mood light. Hey, boys.
Watch out. Don't burn the place.
Hey, boys.
You got one for yourself?
She. Thanks, Nick. Are we cheersing Dan or saying, fuck you, Dan, season 3's here?
I thought we weren't doing seasons. Do you want to continue?
Oh, we called the last one, the finale.
Of season 2, yeah.
And so here we are. On.
So it would be...
New episode.
It would be, I don't know, it would be like episode 30 or something like that. Maybe less than that.
Oh. That didn't even register.
Oh. All right.
I was waiting for a jump.
Just like this.
So whatever. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what episode this is, but we'll figure it out and then we'll start from there. I mean, do you guys disagree with that?
I agree.
That it should be like episode 30, 31, 32,
I like 33. I agree. I like hearing that on CAGcast every time.
Well, I mean,
it sounds monumental.
Exactly. It's like a cool thing, like, hey, episode 50. You know what I mean? And we can. That's mine.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you how many episodes we've actually done. I guess 40?
Well, we had specials in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we used to care.
We can still do that.
Back when we gave a shit.
Still do that.
Radiolab-esque.
We sit in the
dark. The Xbox event, that'll be a special.
Pretzel Chris.
I suppose so, yeah.
We gotta get together for that one. Didn't we get together 2 weeks after the PS4 reveal?
So it's
so
it's out. It's been out. Oh, fantastic!
Wow, what did they just announce here?
If we do that, it's got to be live, directly after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, no more of this bullshit.
Yeah.
We're just gonna laugh at it the whole time.
So, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Iron Man 3 special.
Hey, see you.
Alienated. So there's only three of us here today. My name is Joe. To my right, I have Chad.
Hello!
To Chad's right, we have Doug.
Hey!
And back to me. Welcome to the show. So...
that.
The hell was that?
Get off of me!
To the bug?
Was it like digging into your skin?
What the fuck?
What was it?
I don't know, maybe it might have been a tick.
Everybody check for ticks. You okay?
Yeah, I want to find out what the hell that was. Did you hear it hit the ground?
No. Was it big?
Maybe it was from the shirt.
I was walking in the woods earlier.
It was absolutely from the dog.
Fuck, I've already been ticked.
You've been ticked before?
Yeah, this week I went on a bike ride. And there was one... in my, like, on my leg.
It burrowed?
Yeah, it was like halfway in. I was like, what the fuck? And I started pulling it out and it wouldn't come out.
Really? Ugh.
It was horrifying. So I've been...
Whenever I think of ticks, I think of Curb Enthusiasm, the episode. Yeah, have you
walked out of tall grass? Yeah, I've been...
Lyme disease?
Tired.
That makes me feel better about ticks because it's a little bit funny. But ticks used to keep me up at night, man.
Yeah, she got better, which, it's curable. Not come off me. I flicked it off. It went up my arm. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't know, right, but here. It's probably going to get on one of our feet any minute now.
Little fucker.
Well,
He sucks anyways. He doesn't have Lyme disease. He just has gay.
Onward and up. What? Who? Sierra?
No.
So.
The bug.
I suppose we could. The bug. We could talk about Iron Man a little bit. I mean, are you worried about spoilers at
all?
No.
Doug already.
I didn't think so. All
right, for me.
Okay.
Wait, are we going full spoilers ahead?
I suppose. I mean, I don't really want to talk about it too much.
Is there much to spoil in it?
No, it's middle ground.
Sucks.
I liked it.
Let's give it with the new season. Let's introduce
the new format.
The new
stricter rating.
I still like the 5-star thing.
Yeah, 5-star. What do you give it?
Oh, come on, give it a it's shit like
3.5.
Awesome.
I'm giving it a 4.
4 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So there was first act problems. I think like it the way it opened up, they had to explain an awful lot, and the trouble was is the origin of the story that you're going through took place before Iron Man 1. So it's like you're super excited to get back into the Avengers universe, and then it takes you back to Iron Man 1 a little
really?
Bit.
It's back in time?
Well, no. Just the story starts there. It's like they had to set up characters, which was kind of nice because they go into the past for like 5 minutes, set up a bunch of characters, and then boom, jump back to the future and get started with the story, which is nice because it was pretty long. Like the story arc in this movie, really gruesome and like stuff that you'd see like in The Dark Knight. It wasn't presented as well as or as dark, but like people are getting shot left and right.
Definitely
like,
the murdered. Darkest Marvel movie.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, so like there's a ton of gravity to it, and then it seems like it just wrapped itself in a nice little bow at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was interesting how basically within the first 40 minutes, everything in the trailer was shown.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well,
it's,
except for that army of Iron Men that comes at the end of the movie, but yeah.
And the surgery scene, which was cool because you weren't expecting that at the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I was saying was like, I didn't really know it was going to take that way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm kind of glad it did. It was an interesting kind of turn, like... I don't know. I thought it was going to be a bit more boring than it was, and less actiony.
It left the Iron Man story within the Avengers universe. It left it smaller, and I expected it to expand it more and make it more cosmic. Yeah, but it left it at the end more grounded, which restricts like I don't know. I'm sure the next one. I mean, Thor, Captain America. Those are the cosmic ones. Just like they happened in the first phase of movies. You know, mm-hmm. Iron Man was always a really like grounded thing. And then the other two blew up. Now, have you heard that, like, the reason, or one of the possible reasons why nobody else is involved, like, none of the other Avengers show up to help, is because the next three movies are all, like, happening at the same time. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing, like, a good reason to keep them out of the movie.
There's no cameos at all?
There's a cameo at the end, but Samuel Jackson's not in it. Like there's, it was very detached from the Avengers.
Yeah.
What's the cameo?
Spoilers.
Spoiler after the credits. You know, like there's a narrative going on. Tony Stark's narrating the movie, like at the beginning and end, like bookends, much like Bilbo.
Okay.
And after the credits, you find out that his narrating was to Bruce Banner. Like he was almost like he was treating the Hulk like his therapist. And it was just a funny little bleep thing at the end. It didn't expand the universe at all. But the villain was cool. I mean, it was a more comic booky villain, and he was pretty badass. So all in all, it was fine. It's on par with what you'd expect from a Marvel movie. A little bit better, I would say.
How would you rank it compared to the other Marvel standalone movies? I think it's the best one.
I really liked Thor.
Yeah?
I thought Thor was handled the best.
You keep talking about that. I feel like Thor is kind of building itself.
It's shocking how like that they pulled that off. I mean, I think it was the most successful of the Phase 1 movies too, other than Avengers, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Thor a lot. Don't get me wrong. I think with what they had, like they made it really good, and like the Thor world was cool. I just I don't know. I really like the way the Iron Man movies make me feel like the best. Like the superhero feeling you kind of had when you saw Spider-Man 1 for the first time.
Love that.
I feel like that when I watch Iron Man movies, and I don't get that from the other ones.
Yeah. The actual suits looked bigger. in this movie.
I liked how kind of disposable the suits were in this one. Like, it was less about him being in the suit and fighting as much as it was, like, how he could manipulate them.
Yeah.
I liked that. It made it interesting, anyway. Like, I didn't want to see him fight in the suit again.
But they kept bringing up his anxiety over, like, how he's in a bigger world. And, like, little spots in the movie, they'll drop, like, oh, and then the big guy with the hammer showed up and everything changed. Like, they'll just say things like that that'll connect it to the Marvel Universe, but then it's completely dismissed, like, later on.
Okay.
He often mentions, like, he meets a kid in the movie, which is actually really good, by the way.
Yeah, his, like, I like that part
his
a lot.
Relationship with the kid is fucking awesome. But the kid will bring up, like, oh, what happened in New York? Like, oh, remember that portal? And Tony's, like, super anxious about it. And, Tony Stark. And, he keeps having anxiety attacks because of this huge event that happened in his life, and then it's reduced to nothing. He, like, there's no more... Thor's gone. Like, everything's really small again. And he's freaking out, and then they never hit on that point. He never overcomes that kind of anxiety.
No, there's no scene where he comes to terms with... I think, well...
the Avengers?
He's having bad dreams about the portal and aliens coming and, like, how nobody is really safe.
He feels like he's not safe, yeah, and he wants to protect Pepper, and that's kind of how it starts, him, like, overworking.
And that's cool stuff. I like that they're so connected.
But what I was going to say was, I feel like the resolution of that is him dismissing Iron Man, him taking the thing out and going, I'm not being Iron Man. Like, I've accepted that I can't protect everyone anymore. And I am Iron Man no matter where I go. And
that's the thing. A lot of the hero stuff that Tony pulls off, the fact that I'm saying that Tony pulls off is because a lot of the hero stuff is Tony Stark doing it, not him in the Iron Man suit. And they actually do have this disconnect where he gets separate. Like, there's a terrorist attack on his house and he books it, like, through accident. But he's not close to... everyone thinks he's dead, pretty much. And he's in this, like, tool shed, and this kid, like, walks in, and the kid doesn't know who Tony Stark is, but he sees the suit, and he's like, oh my god, is that Iron Man? And, like, just the fact that they separate the two characters, like, verbally, you know, like, and it's right there in front of you, it's not, like, metaphorically or anything like that, it's just right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Also,
and that was a big part of the movie, I think, it was separating, like, the talents that Iron Man has because of the suit and the talents that Iron Man has as Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, right before that scene, it was kind of showing how Iron Man was, like, holding him back and dragging him down, like, when he was actually carrying the suit around. Like, I felt like they were kind of setting it up for that, which
the battery, like, just runs out on the suit and he has to drag it. He has to drag the suit around.
It's malfunctioning.
It's pretty cool. Like, you know, it's much like, as standalone movies, you can't look at them like that anymore. It's more, how does this relate to the bigger picture? Like, it's almost like reading one comic book and saying, like, that issue was great. And then, like, can't wait for the next one, you know? And
they were probably looking at it as, this is going to be the last standalone Iron Man movie. He's going to do the Avengers, and that's probably it for him.
Well, I know they have plans for the Iron Man character, but
Robert Downey Jr.
Is contract.
Yeah, with the Avengers too. And he's getting old, and he's...
That's a smart way to do it. He doesn't have to show up in any movie ever again. Like, they close his story arc.
Really?
From Iron Man 1 to Iron Man 3, his story arc is done.
Really?
They do say, though, at the end credits, like, just in text, Tony Stark will return as Iron Man.
Yeah.
That sentence just pops up on the screen.
Yeah, they do say that.
Literally.
They do say that, but...
So Pepper lives, Pepper's...
No, wait a minute.
Pepper lives, Pepper's dead.
He's going to be in Avengers 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
He's going
not
to be
done
in Avengers
yet.
2. No,
but
that's
there
what
may
I'm
not
saying.
Be
but after Avengers 2, who knows?
See, I thought Pepper was going to die and he was going to book it into space.
Did you think she was dead at that
No,
fire
absolutely
part?
Not.
I didn't either. I couldn't believe that was almost too obvious. It's like,
so,
I know she's going to come back and save him at the last minute. This is fucking...
Yeah, so there's, like, skeleton and then exoskeleton, right? So, like, the Iron Man costumes are the exoskeleton, and the bad guys, or the extremists, which is a pretty big in the comics right now, it's, like... in the comics, it's actually, like, nano-microscopic, like, robots that are in your bloodstream, and they pretty much turn you into Wolverine. So that's what all the bad guys are. But in this one, it's, like, regenerative, like, it's...
DNA, like, reconstruction kind
of thing. Yeah, they tap into, like, a part of the brain that will just continually turn you into Wolverine, essentially, without the claws.
Wow.
But you're a human bomb.
Yeah, if it doesn't, if your body rejects it, if your body rejects it, then you're a human bomb.
Or if you live, you have bomb as power, and you continue to live.
You know,
so basically, Pepper gets the bomb power and saves him. Yeah.
And then there's, no, she gets the bomb power, and she's like, am I gonna be okay? And he's like, I'll figure it out. And then maybe 30 seconds of the movie later, we fixed Pepper, and everything's fine. Wow. Like I said, they wrap it up in a little bow.
Whoa. You don't think she's going to use that bomb power again in the Marvel Universe?
No, it's gone, man. They said they cured her. They took care of her. They stabilized it.
That bomb power is coming back in Avengers 2.
No, they need to get rid of...
Was it awesome, the bomb power?
It was awesome on Bad Guys.
It was awesome on her when she had the arm.
Iron Man, he finally used his chest ray or whatever. He always only uses his hands, but in the comic, he had this like super powerful one that came out of his chest.
He used it in Iron Man 1.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I should have watched the other ones, but that was cool. Mm-hmm. That was a cool scene. You know what? The plane scene was awesome.
Yeah. I was in tears at the end of it.
Yeah, I forget where it was. It might have been on a podcast, but they used stunt cameras
to film it. I heard that.
Yeah, they used stuntmen jumping out of planes, pretty much. They used, what's it called? Skydivers. They used stunt skydivers to film that whole scene instead of CGI.
Okay.
And you can tell. And, like, the plane just blowing up in the background behind it. It was really cool. Fun little ride, man. And, like...
It would have been great in IMAX. That's my only regret.
Yeah. The same thing...
Oh, you didn't see it in IMAX?
Just 2D.
The same thing, if not better, than your IMAX. Typical, like, Marvel movie experience. Mm. I thought.
Like, I think you should go see it. It's a great start to the summer movie wave. It's a Marvel movie. It's nice to get back into it. It's a feel-good...
Alright, I'm gonna run through my list really quick.
Oh, you have a list? I'm sorry, man.
Hobbit Legos.
I didn't realize you had a list.
Hobbit Legos, I got them.
I was just talking about...
Alright, that's it. Joke's
done. Hobbit Legos, I has that.
Alright. There was an eBay auction to get all characters from the Hobbit Legos. I mean, this is gonna be fucking quick. Hobbit Legos, bottom got him.
I want to talk about Hobbit Legos because I'm buying them.
I started playing Mass Effect 3 multiplayer today. Joe, you sad motherfucker that you sold it. It's so much fun. Fano has played it. It's the only game he's played. Every time I see him online.
Really, I hear it's really good.
Every time I see Fano online, he's playing Mass Effect multiplayer. So, Fano, you and me have to play the game.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to buy it for Wii U when it's $20. I'll play it by myself.
I read a story about Satoru Iwata punching some guy in the face. Did anybody else read that?
No, I saw the headline. Somebody asked them when Nintendo was going to make games for iPhone, and the guy punched him.
Yeah.
it was a stranger punched
yeah,
him?
No, an investor meeting.
The fucking president of Nintendo.
An investor meeting, the president of Nintendo standing up at the podium going like, okay, CEO. Yeah, the next person coming up like asking questions like, my money is in your company, what are you going to do?
He says,
when are you going to start making games for iPhone? Because that seems very profitable. He got off the podium, punched this guy in the face, and they both got escorted out of the meeting.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
That makes me like him a lot more.
What the hell? That day. Well, that guy just got appointed fucking...
CEO of, like, America.
Yeah, he's...
Nintendo of America.
Now he's running both.
Well, Reggie's fucking it up.
Reggie
was never CEO. He was just... Spokesman.
The face for America.
Yeah, the other
hello.
Guy, the actual CEO of Nintendo of America, nobody knows his name. Nobody even knows he exists.
That thing they released about how...
He's pure Chinese, man. He was pure Chinese.
This is the most racist podcast on iTunes. By the way, I listened to last week's episode. The Jew hate.
Oh, come on.
This is the Jew hate. I said, what do you call it?
If anything, it was racist against how black people talk about Jews. And then we learned what a bigot is. Thanks, TJ.
TJ,
I didn't think that is what a bigot is.
Now, TJ, what do you call that? A bigot? Thanks, TJ. That's really good insight. Thank you for the...
Episode over.
No.
Come on down to Jupit. Come on down to Jupit.
You did a Jewfish story? Yes, I am.
Come on. Give another new bit. Give one that.
I got a new one.
I got a new one.
I got another.
That's how they talk, I swear to God. Exactly like it. Alright. Nintendo digital subscriptions to the eShop.
That was just a rumor.
Rumor, okay. Move on.
Hobbit Legos. It has that.
This is the best night of my life.
Hobbit Legos. Bought it, got it.
Legos. I has that.
What else
next
you got?
I put the Xbox event on here. May 21st. We'll do something that day. Let's, come on.
2 weeks later. So it happened.
We'll talk about Xbox in the
future.
Did
you see that the new Xbox has
unveiled Call of Duty?
Oh yeah, Call of Duty for the new conference. It's confirmed. It's confirmed to be announced.
Stop it!
All right, I had a story. It wasn't really that funny, but
a story about yourself.
If you'll allow me to tell a story really quick.
Absolutely. I'd rather you talk about that.
Holy spit laugh.
Holy spit laugh. Go on. This is good stuff.
Go shit in the cage.
This should be the rapid fire show.
Shit in the cage.
We all just headlines. We just spit headlines and laugh at each other.
You like it? No? Okay, let's move on. Okay, Mandy and I went bike riding yesterday. Do you know where the Greenway Trail is?
No.
That's the first time I've actually said it. I've said it properly. Every time I say it, I say Greenway Trailer.
Wasn't it brand new?
It just rolls off. It used to be an old railway system that ran from...
The old railway.
From Windsor to Leamington.
Ah.
And they made it into a bike trail or a walking trail, running, whatever the fuck you want.
That's
pretty
neat.
We went... It's kind of near my house in the county. We went riding on it. There was nobody on it. Mandy and I were on it for like 2 kilometers. She was wearing really short shorts, and I was wearing kind of long shorts with boxers on. And she was getting chafing on her legs. So I said, take my shorts. I'm like, I'll ride my underpants. It's like, they're long enough. She said, what if we see like people going by? I said, well, we're not going to know anyone on here. Like, who the hell's on here? You ride in front, I'll ride behind, my underpants out. Just... Hopefully we don't see anybody that we know. Even literally, then. Not a fucking 100 meters later, Steve Schmidt and his girlfriend come riding up, and we're just like, oh, shit. We have to stop and talk.
And I hate running into that guy.
I just had underpants right out, penis bulge in my underpants, going, I'm sorry, I don't usually do this. It was just,
were your underpants white?
No, they were blue.
Okay.
So it casts a shadow a little. It casts a shadow a little dark.
Like, okay, let me ask you this. When they rode up, before they even said, like, hey, Chad, were they just laughing?
No.
Oh, okay. Then
no, like, I seen, I was like, holy fuck, that's Steve Schmidt.
Did you not? I would have just looked forward and kept riding.
Oh, Mandy, like,
the old Steve,
Steve recognized later that Mandy was like, do we stop? Because he said that, and he was like, I heard you guys say, like, do we stop or not? And
I can't stand seeing that guy.
He's nice. He's super nice, man.
I just, like, I'm not the guy I was in high school anymore, and he still is. And he, like...
Whoa. I don't know if that's true.
I got that quote from you.
No. I never said that. Right. If anything, like, I think maybe he is looking for a connection. Like, he's looking, like, how do I connect to this person?
This is how we connected before. Yeah. Let's play that out for
you. So, like... I'm sure if you saw him in his relaxed element, he would be completely different too.
Yeah.
But
okay, the only reason I say that is
he's a catch-up guy, and he's always happy to see everybody. So it's like he might resort back to high school Steve Schmidt because that's what you expect.
He is so happy every time you see him.
Yeah, he's
It's nice. I just I don't know how to deal with it. I'm awkward.
I don't even. I'm awkward too. And I was just like, "Do we go? Let's get out of here."
I hate that shit. The awkward meetup.
It goes on for too long. Is my issue with him.
Well, see you later. I don't know.
Big gulps, huh? I almost said that. Well,
I'm always in a situation where I can't escape it. For instance, it was about 2 weeks ago. I was walking from the Loop to Acapulco Delight, and that's about a 15-minute walk. Well, he walked the whole way with me and Sarah.
The whole way?
And then went in. I thought he was going to sit at our table.
He didn't.
And he didn't.
Thank goodness.
And then about...
He lives out there, though. He lives, like, super close to
regardless. A lot of people live out there.
He's not just going to stand still while you walk talk about when
did he call you Dougie Fresh?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he called me that 3 days before when he saw me in Starbucks. Then again, then about not even a week later, Kyle and I were at Fog for Rhiannon's.
You gotta tell him you don't like being called that.
And
what the fuck
he's
is that?
There.
Sarah's here.
Sarah's here.
Oh.
He's there and he fucking he like comes over to because he hasn't seen Kyle, right? And he's like just hanging out with us.
What did he call Kyle? He didn't have a name for Kyle.
He's in London.
No, he didn't have a name.
No, he said, what do you call Kyle?
I think that's it. I played Mass Effect. Doug's played it too. Doug, what did you think when you played it?
Three online?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty neat.
I think it's awesome. The way you can unlock stuff, you get money to buy in-store items.
It's fun how, like,
online.
Like, playing it with your friends would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was playing with people just totally silent and... I really wanted to be able to talk to them.
When the demo came out, I was playing with Tim and Dan, I think, when I was still living in
Toronto. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. That was a weird day. I just like went online and Dan was playing it. I invited him to a game and then Tim was in it too.
Holy shit.
It was really weird and unexpected.
That's a lot of fun. It's a nice light. Ooh. Haircut?
What?
Haircut? No? No haircut?
Oh,
I
thought you said
Aircon.
I was like...
Aircon?
Is this a weird joke?
Aircon.
Yeah. No,
Aircon?
Aircon.
Oh.
Tell us about your day at work.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys still recording?
Okay. Yeah, we're wrapping up.
Pour yourself a Desmond.
Yeah, you have to drink from the TJ's bottle.
Sounds good. Okay, so today at work, there's like people... I told them to leave because it was like 10:15.
You have to tell people to leave
into the mic.
Yeah, no, people always stay. Like,
loiter. There's no loitering signs.
I give people like 15 minutes, and like there are always people who just. I think I got alcohol on myself. By the way.
Oh yeah, no, that's water.
Okay,
it's just water.
And
no, that's just
zero.
That was frozen. The outside bottle was frozen.
So, it's just the booze.
So like instead of like actually leaving, they come up and like try to like talk to me and like look at the desserts. And so they like went up to me, they're like, so what's your tattoo all about? And I was like, are you serious right now? They're like, yeah, what's like the deep meaning behind your tattoo? And I was like, are you actually serious right now? And it was like the worst thing ever.
People ask you about your tattoos often?
The meaning is, get the fuck out.
People like grab my arm to like look at it. It's pretty bad.
Yikes. I also get that. People go, oh, do you have a tattoo?
Yeah.
What's that about?
You get the grab?
Yeah, people think that you're like public property. It's so annoying.
So how do you act when people ask you about your tattoos?
Well, I mean, it really depends. Like, I have two, right? I have one here and I have one on my back. And, it feels weird. Like, I feel like I'm on the radio.
I've got the perfect solution. When people ask me about my tattoos...
Say, what is the perfect solution? Yeah.
I just say, oh, that's from Star Wars. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well...
And it... Nobody asks any more questions. It's awesome.
I don't have tattoos.
I mean, you know, like, people, when I have my shirt off, like, a lot of people, when I was on my honeymoon, would say, live it well. And they would always say that. And, you know, I've got the Starfighter on my chest.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm in Jamaica, so, like, I've always got my shirt off. And you'd be surprised at the amount of Jamaicans who thought I was in the army. Because they thought the Starfighter was, like, some sort of ship that I was driving or something like that. But
it, you should
I was
have
like,
with it.
Well, I was like, yeah, man, live it well. I don't know. Like, what am I going to do? Like, no, it's from Star Wars. Do you have Star Wars?
No, idiots.
Do you have Star Wars in Jamaica?
It's the ship Luke Skywalker flew in.
It's the ship that blew up the Death Star, idiot. Anyway, so I'm actually thinking about getting another tattoo right here, and it would be visible.
It's just going to say, I don't drive a starship.
Well, no, I mean, like, I like the continuity of my tattoos. I like that they're all kind of military, really military branding, and it's like, if I was in another life, it's like I would be a pilot, that kind of thing, like, and why not just, like, fucking Starfighter, man?
Yeah.
So it's like, I kind of want to keep it Star Wars and military branding-ish. So I've got this idea, I'm gonna confess, I found this image on Google Image Search. But it's like, it's this elephant, like, playing a bass drum. And he looks a lot like fucking the Max Weebo band guy. Yeah, like, from the cantina. So it's like, I want to change the head of the elephant to Max Weebo and just have him playing a drum. And then it'll have some continuity. Like you know, like, divisions or battalions and or squads have their own little logo.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I'm going to treat it. It's like, that's my squad.
That is,
you know,
cool.
Like playing the war drum. You know what
Speaking
I mean?
Speaking of
Plus,
Star
I'm a
Wars
drummer, so it's relevant. Have you seen Star Wars? Have you heard of Star Wars in concert?
Yes. Oh, we've... Look, I'd like to get on that.
Oh,
but
my God.
I just want to say this. Speaking of Star Wars musical themes, how does the song go at the end of A New Hope?
How do you mean?
Like, before it cuts... Like, what's
bum,
the
bum,
African
bum,
chant?
Bum, bum, bum,
no, not
bum.
That one. African chant.
That's not... There is no African chant.
Okay, it's in Return of the Jedi, then.
Oh, the... No, that's episode one. Fuck.
What's the one that sounds like super upbeat and energetic? I was trying to find it online. I couldn't find it.
No, it goes...
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's episode one.
That's episode one. No, it goes...
That's only episode one?
Okay, yeah. The end of Return of the Jedi is...
Yeah. It's boring, but episode one is the one I was looking for. Showing all the beasts.
Well, there was
there was nothing even in that.
Well, I got my own little sip. I'm afraid to even
God, share.
Here, chase it with pretzels.
Sarah, do it.
Pretzels.
Oh, just chase it with salt grinds.
Sarah,
yeah,
do
I
didn't
all.
They're not.
Sarah, do it.
Anyway, so
don't smell it.
Okay, Doug, Sarah, Chad, I'm looking for commitments here.
Okay.
Because we committed to this last year and didn't do it.
Okay.
And now we have a second opportunity to pull this off. The Legends of Zelda Symphony is coming to Detroit.
In September.
Grand Rapids. We have to go. The last one was in Toronto in September. We didn't go. Let's fucking do it, man. That's going to be cool. Star Wars in concert was amazing. Yeah. And the Lord of the Rings thing was amazing, yeah, too. If I could say I've been to 3 symphonies and it was Star Wars, fucking Lord of the Rings, and Zelda, my life is complete. Like,
I shall not happen, man.
I should bow out. Yeah, that's... Yeah, I'm not gonna steal and repeat your joke. But let's do that. You want to do that?
I could do that, yeah.
You guys looking forward to New York City?
Oh, Doug's
yeah,
shop?
It's gonna be really nice. Okay, wait. Before... Did Doug tell you about the Lego mini packs yet today?
I told
you. He told me. Yeah, he hasn't said it on air.
Okay, can we please talk about this?
Yeah.
It's like the funniest thing
it's
ever.
It's awesome.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Doug helped me move.
I don't see how it's comical in any way.
It's actually hilarious. Okay, so Doug helped me move this week, and
it was a good financial opportunity.
Are you gonna make fun of Doug? Is that what the punchline
exactly
is?
What this is?
Is that why he's like,
okay,
it's very funny at all?
She participated just to
say. Okay, so if Lego makes these, like, mini packs, like, every year, right? And it's, like, there are these, like, thick cellophanes so you can't see through them. And, like, you pick up a pack and you get, like, one of 16 figures. And so it was, like, the 10th year of these packs, so...
There's only 16?
Well,
there's
16 like
per
each,
set.
Yeah,
and
per set. So it's, like,
okay.
10 sets.
Okay.
Yeah, and they have various, like, rarities. Although it's not, like, a lot of, like... toys that are like that will be like, oh, this one you have like a 1 in 16 chance, and like, I don't really know if they have that. So anyway, so Doug's like, Sarah, I have this great idea, and for like the 10th anniversary of the mini pack, there's like this one character called Mr. Gold, and there were like 5,000 of them released, only 5,000.
Mr.
Like,
Gold,
the top hat, it's like this,
they're selling
guy
on eBay
tuxedo.
From between 1500
to
2,000 grand.
Yeah,
you want to buy one?
Well, no, I
okay.
want to find one.
Well, so we had to go to, like, Walmart and Toys R Us, and, like, they had these boxes of mini packs that had, like, 50 of them, and we had to, like, feel up every mini pack to make sure.
Sarah, this is what we're looking for. It's going to feel like this.
Yeah, it was like,
okay,
you need to feel for the top hat and the, like, the little jewel-encrusted stick that he
has. So, here's what I like.
Is there any other character that looks
like
that in the set?
This is the thing.
The hat will stand up.
While feeling through the packs, Sarah and I were looking at all 16, we'd be like, okay, that's the mermaid. Like, if you sit there long enough, you can
tell each pack. Mermaid. Like,
that's the mermaid. No,
we
that's the paintball
like,
player.
Toys R Us for an hour, like, feeling through these little packs.
It'd be well
and there
worth
was
it
no
if
Mr. Gold
off,
in there.
Though.
We felt through every single package.
Yeah,
so,
I'm, like, very confident, too. Like, not just, like, we might have missed something. Like, I don't
we,
know.
We very low.
I was, like, sitting there, like, we're gonna get caught. We're gonna get caught. They're
yeah,
gonna
you were freaking out in Toys R Us. We were cool.
I don't feel like it's
it was
lab.
Funny though. Like
I'm
I
just feeling it. I don't know.
I sat it down on the shelf and I was just feeling packs up in it.
See, I like the fact that we're hearing about how this actually happened and not how this is something Doug wanted to do and then you guys didn't do it. It's like you're describing this crazy thing that Doug wanted to do and then you guys went and did it. I like the fact that...
No, she wanted me to help her move and I was like, I got something I need to do.
Even though, like, I watched...
Baby back. No, she goes, scratch your back.
She goes, what are you doing on Monday? I was like, well, it's my day off, but I was going to go to
plans.
Toys R Us.
That is not what you said. He, like, literally came up to me. He's like, Sarah, how interested are you making... How interested are you in making $2,000? I'm like, what are we buying? He's like,
that's fucking hilarious.
Doug, I don't think I can feel any Mr. Gold. Well, are you? Do you know what you're looking for? Do you know what you're feeling for? God damn it!
I think I was
no, she was
than
better
you
than me.
At
it. I'd be like, second check this one. I think I found.
And
him.
Then I'm like, no, it's like
second check.
It's the Native American. You can feel the Mohawk. It's
would you open it?
No, but when we
I
were
wanted
at Walmart,
to. You should just open
them
it. I was close to opening them.
No, like, if you did find him,
would
you
I have opened it? No, I
would
have just bought it. They're only $3 each.
Yeah.
They're the little
but
cellophane
would,
packs.
But
right?
then would you
yeah.
have opened
yeah.
it?
You bring scissors, you get a bunch of them in your hand, just dump them all out, grab Mr. Gold, and you're gone.
There's Mr. Gold, like, I'm telling you.
Dude, it would have been worth
there
it.
Was
there's
no
5,000 worldwide.
We
yeah,
did
but
not
I mean,
find one.
How many mini packs does that mean? You know?
That's,
yeah,
they probably make
like a
million. How many
you know?
Were there at Toys R Us alone?
Three boxes, and there's like
I'd say
close
like,
to 50 in
yeah.
each box.
That's a lot.
And that's is only that... the Windsor Toys R Us. Like I saw some guy posted on Reddit.
Reddit.
He posted a picture. He was just like went out to pick up some milk, and he was in a convenience store, and he took a picture of like 10 boxes stacked, and he was just like looking for Mr. Gold. Like my how long till my girlfriend assumes I'm missing or dead. Because,
oh
like,
God.
You could sit there all night feeling those packs.
Yeah, and, like...
What are you doing?
It's a really big thing, too, because, like, adult, like toys, like Kid Robot, they make stuff like that. Like, I have a whole bunch of, like, little figurines, and, like, they sell them in a box, and, like, inside that box is, like, a cellophane package. So even if you open up the box, like... You can't tell what you're getting at all, so...
Jeez.
I like that we unknowingly became a part of that community. Remember I took the mug from Schmoes last night or the other night?
Yeah.
I was telling Sheldon like
ago.
Well I'm like let me be honest.
Last
I,
night?
Let me be honest, well last time.
Yeah.
I'm like I stole a mug from I stole a mug from Schmoes and she's like, stop doing that. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, and the little Lego things, and I was just like, yes. And it brought me back to that point where we go to Walmart or whatever, we look in the books and if someone else has already taken it, it's just like respect. Respect.
Yeah.
Somebody got to
somebody
it.
Somebody beat
like,
me to it.
Somebody yeah.
Every time I go to Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Winners,
yeah,
if there's a
check
there's a minifigure in a case somewhere, you open the case.
They've
you take
all been
the minifigure.
Gone. They've all been gone.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like
I like that. I took mine. I thought I was so brilliant. Like I'm gonna fucking take this thing. I take my figure, and then like you go to a different store, and it's already gone. It's like, how many of us are there?
Yeah.
You know, like how many of this secret force of little minifigure thieves.
It's actually, like, one of my favorite things to do for, like, when Doug uses the washroom or her shop, he'll shower, I'll, like, switch everything up.
Oh, my God, I'd
yeah.
lose it.
And then I'll, like, take...
His setup in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'll, like, put Gandalf in, like, the little cryogenic freezer
no!
thing. That, like,
no!
And then
it's like the same universe!
Oh, my God.
And then I'll, like, take pictures
Two
of
separate continuities, Sarah.
And then I'll, like, set it as his phone background, so, like, he won't even know. I'll, like, turn on check the time, and he'll be like, what is this? And then flip it.
You've done it!
Shelby did that once, and I did not handle it well.
You yelled, they
like,
weren't toys!
Not funny.
Put it on Instagram.
I put it back. Oh, yeah, that was when I was building my A-Wing. But, yeah, like, don't touch them. Just don't touch him.
She's always messing with
him. I know. She's just telling us about it. I can't. I don't even know how you
deal
with it.
Off on the tauntaun.
I don't know how you put up with it.
It actually looked quite epic, I must say.
That's pretty neat.
Then she takes pictures of him and sets him as my phone
Instagram.
Get out of the shower.
Just saying that.
And then, like, you'll have, like, an album, and it's, like, just pictures of things I've screwed with.
Do you guys have anything else to discuss?
I climbed something fun today. I told Doug about it already. Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
What'd you climb?
I'll show you the story in pictures.
That's probably good for audio. That's probably good for an audio podcast.
All right.
Just tell at, what you climbed,
the pictures
it.
Will be on the website the when Kyle are... takes off his new shirt and finishes it.
Yeah.
What?
No. It's
Kyle's new shirt.
New shirt.
It's a joke, man.
Kyle bought a new shirt.
Oh. Okay.
And finishes it?
I'm just kidding.
Actually, TJ wants to build us a website. He said he was going to build us a website.
He's on the loose right now.
We saw him when you weren't around, and we're talking about the show and what our plans were for the future of the show, things like that. And he said he's building a website. That's going to be pretty cool. Well, I'm interested to see how it looks, how it works.
You guys should come to Blog Party.
To what?
I run this thing every other week called Blog Party, which shows people how to make websites and blogs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what to do with this fucking show, man.
It's gonna be good. Leave it.
No, I'm not. It'll be good.
We're rapid firing topics.
That was really good. I had to.
Hobbit Legos. Listen, has that.
I, that's the probably the fifth time you've made that joke.
It was so funny.
it's not funny now, though.
All right, here it is. In pictures.
Okay. Ooh, is that like a water tower?
Yeah. It was. It's an announcement booth. For the Windsor Raceway.
Oh, I know that thing.
Yeah, I know that thing.
That makes sense.
Okay. Actually, I wanted to go up there. You climbed that today?
Climbed it.
You got
man.
And that's it from far away. There was the fence was broken down because they were doing construction inside Ojibwe. Bam, crossed that shit. Got closer. That's a picture of
it. Did you crap up in
it? Of it closer. And
did you find anything up there?
Do you know how they... Like if you're not supposed to be inside something, they like board it off or like. Remember how we had to jump up and hold that thing in Detroit. I had to hold that fire escape and pull it down so we could get onto it.
Yeah.
Same thing with this.
Jesus.
They had that on there. I jumped up just holding on to rusty steel, pulled myself up. I climbed up this thing. Up to the top.
The fire escape in Detroit.
Is that a vertical panorama? No, it's
no. This is just, this is just yeah. This is just a window.
It didn't look right.
It was just a window looking the over the track, and then blah blah blah. That's looking down.
It's crazy. Oh, God.
You had to climb up to the top.
Reminds me of Far Cry.
That's a nice hatch.
Yeah, it's a good hatch.
Climbing that hatch every day.
I thought the hatch was
locked.
Yeah, it was like screwed down as well as the bottom part. But I pushed it open. I got up to the top. There's a radio up there. There's a little TV. I was like, this is kind of cool. And
did you throw the TV off?
I didn't throw the TV off.
We got to go back.
I know. But.
Throw that TV.
Listen to this.
As I was in there, this little tiny hole, like 150 feet into the air and rotten steel all the way down. There's Jesus. A hornet's nest the size of my hands right now, which is the size of like a soccer ball, against the wall inside this little thing that I'm in. Swarming with hornets.
Jeez.
And I just look over, I'm like, oh my god. I was like, they haven't attacked me yet, so I'll be quiet and go back down the way that I came. Oh. And when I came in, I seen this hatch, I just punched it open, like, alright, what's inside here? Like,
if they started singing you on the ladder, you might have fallen off.
No, if they stung me, I'd have to, like, concentrate. I was thinking about this on the way down, like, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh god,
yeah,
all the way down.
Yeah, because you lose your muscle control when they sting you.
Yeah,
man, have you ever seen a hornet's nest or a bee's nest sting someone? You can almost die from it.
You
like
can't
I remember,
die, actually.
Do you know Adam Pine? He went to our high school.
Is he dead?
No. One day.
Do you
one
remember
day we
Adam
were outside
Pine?
Like we used to just like buy swords from the dollar store and hit trees with them in the forest. And, we were doing that one day and he hit a hornet's nest. And it fell down, and, like, 30 bees stung him, and he just, like, crawled out of this bush, like, screaming and crying, and he was just crawling,
jeez.
And there were, like, 20 of them buzzing around him, just going, like, tzz, tzz, tzz. I remember we, like, dragged him back to his
yeah,
house,
horrifying.
And his mom was, like, putting, like, lotion on his burns, and they were crawling out of his sleeve, they were in his hair still. There were hundreds in this nest that just came down on him, and the doctors were, like, he had to go to the emergency room because he swelled up, and they're like, if you were even slightly allergic to bees, you'd be dead by now.
You have to go to the emergency room if you have over 50 stings, like, just in general, like, because...
They gotta check you out. Like, the poison is bad. It's not even, like, the pain. It's, they're injecting poison into you.
Yeah, exactly.
Blech. It would kill Kyle instantly.
That's the thing, climbing down that ladder, Kyle would be dead.
He's just got a new EpiPen the other day. She's gotta be ready.
Kyle's, how did...
Yeah, if he gets stung once, he could die. If he doesn't have his pen.
That sucks.
When we went on that hiking trip...
That's why he won't go canoeing.
We went on that hiking trip.
We joke about that. We've actually joked about that.
Did he specifically won't go canoeing?
No, like, Joe has a canoe and he won't take it out with us.
Oh. Remember we joked about how what would happen if Kyle got stung by a bee on Glass Island?
He's dead.
Not even that. The mutilation to his body by us trying to keep him alive. We're talking about, maybe that conversation
what?
Wasn't with
hilarious.
You. I don't know. It's like I maybe it was just with Kyle I talked to this about, but like he gets stung by a bee and immediately we're like, we have to burn the wound. He's just charred. we have to row back a charred corpse. Yeah, he's just all cut up and bites out of him. Bite the poison out. We fucking, he's just long dead.
Bite
we gotta
it,
fucking. We have to row him back to shore and bring a mutilated corpse. Like, he got stung by a bee. We tried to save him.
Boromir.
We tried to save him. He's like, he's got bites out of him. We thought it'd help. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
His hair caught. And now his skull's all messed up.
I saw the survivor man that said bite.
Yeah. He only got stung by, like, one bee. But we knocked him out to save him from the pain.
Oh, God.
Hey, survivor man confirmed for 8 new episodes.
Isn't that the guy who, like, actually goes to a hotel at night, though?
No, that's
Man vs. Wild. That's Bear Grylls.
Survivor Man's the real deal.
Oh, is that the one
now,
that
don't you dare confuse those two.
Okay. Oh,
Man vs. Wild is the one who eats goat's asshole and drinks his own piss.
Why would you ever do that? Like,
hey, speaking of which, are you planning to actually eat goat's asshole and drink... What was it?
When? Goat's shit?
You're gonna eat asshole and piss for our hiking trip, and Doug's gonna bring a fucking barbecue?
No, I'm eating Cliff Bars.
You guys are both two separate like sides of the spectrum for our hiking trip.
I'm eating protein Cliff
Doug's
Bars.
Talking about bringing propane
Cliff Bars
tanks.
Are totally
and...
vegan.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Cliff Bars.
Yeah, they're delicious.
What do you... What,
nothing but Cliff Bars.
Nothing asshole. But Cliff Bars. And maybe if there's a goat's asshole there, I might cook it up. I don't know.
Oh, you're just gonna cook roast.
Hey, This American Life said it was calamari, right?
That was
what?
Pig. Yeah, did you hear that episode?
No, I've been saving my episodes for the drive to New York. Actually.
That was a long time ago.
What was it called? Doppelgangers. That was a great
episode.
Goat's asshole. Oh,
doppelgangers.
It was actually pig.
Goat assholes?
Pigs.
So yeah, I've been... speaking of which, don't listen to Radiolab or This American Life for the next couple weeks.
I've already listened.
We've got 10 hours, man.
I'm not going to be on that trip.
You listened to Radiolab last week?
Yeah.
Get ready to hear it again.
Did you listen to the 23 weeks?
Don't stop! I cried.
Hold on.
Well, no,
yeah,
we talked about it last
time.
Yeah.
Hold on. You listened to it?
I listened to Radiolab.
You're going
to
hear it again, because I'm saving it for the drive. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Cool.
I really want to talk about it.
I grew up on Ira Glass.
Grew up on Ira Glass. How long have you been doing it?
Well,
forever? 95?
No, I don't know.
95? That's like, he's been doing it for 18 years then.
The newest
episode was a
Redux, or not Redux, what the fuck?
Literally,
rebroadcast?
Like,
rebroadcast
my
of
dad
98.
To it constantly, yeah.
How old is Ira Glass?
He's old.
Is that the one with the DNA?
Ketchup, mustard, today on the show, condiments.
Do you want to hear something crazy though? You know Philip Glass, like the famous.
Yeah.
They're actually cousins.
Are they really?
Yeah, like you just wouldn't think so because they just happen to have the same name. But
I love Philip Glass.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Crazy Jews.
Mishima.
Did that actually happen?
What?
Say that?
Crazy Jews? They're good, man. I like everything they got.
Talented.
Oh, boy.
Talented bunch.
The Ring and I.
It
was a good episode.
So yeah, like the hiking thing, I don't know, we gotta figure out what the hell we're gonna do.
I'm bringing Cliff Bars. We're going for 2 days.
Yeah, I know.
Christ's sake.
No, my plan is to maximize freshness of foods.
Okay,
I'm bringing, like, 5 Cliff Bars. I'm not gonna eat anything.
You're not,
else.
Remember the last
camping
trip with the Cliff Bar plan?
I was fine with it. Kyle was the one that freaked out.
That's what I was trying to make happen.
You can't just, like, survive 2 days on 5 Cliff Bars.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. They're, like, 250
you
calories.
You were sick of them, too.
No, I wasn't. I was totally fine. On the trip that I went to on Algonquin, I couldn't do it anymore.
Look, I remember I could have pressed on, but Kyle, yeah, Kyle was the one who was like, we have to quit. You and
he
I were
wanted
just like,
McDonald's after 24
hours. I agree,
hours.
This sucks, but I could probably do it again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not having fun.
We lost Sean. Sean was pissed off.
Oh, that was the one I remember.
Let's go see. What movie did we see? We said, fuck it. We put all our bags in the car and left. And then we went to see.
It wasn't that easy.
It wasn't that easy. We had to walk like 4 hours. Like, it was hard. But we got home and we saw M. Night Shyamalan's Mark Wahlberg movie.
Oh, The Happening?
Yeah.
I'm in it to win it, man. We gotta make a. We're not quitting.
Alright, we're not quitting, and I'm just staying. I'm not gonna. I don't know. I'm bringing food.
I'm staying true to Clif Bars, trail mix, and maybe.
You're not gonna eat hot food for 2 days?
You're gonna get scurvy. Like,
we're gonna be. We're gonna take
vitamin
so hard.
C.
That's the thing.
Hey, man, that's why like we're subscribing to the to each his own formula on this trip.
Yeah.
But, like, if Doug's got nice warm food.
You're not gonna wanna eat it?
Yeah, if he's got a nice little some
because
hot dogs.
I'm telling you, I'm willing to do this warm food thing, but I'm not carrying all the shit by myself and then giving it all to you guys.
Well, I mean, we can buy rations.
It's 2 days. It's 2 days.
Yeah, but it's a day after the intensive labor. I want a fucking hot meal. I don't want to eat a granola bar.
Nice hot breakfast.
Why?
Because it's gonna taste like shit, and I'm gonna be miserable and cranky.
I'm probably just gonna make potatoes.
Fair enough. I'm not saying I want to cook a 5-star fucking meal. I just want
to
eat something.
Well, yeah,
like,
you bring any meat, it's going to have to be
eaten
the first time.
I'll put my Clif Bar over the
hours.
Fucking fire for 2 minutes and then I'll eat it.
Jeez.
That sounds like shit.
I don't want anyone to throw up or like fucking get sick of their food.
I saw these little things that's like, you can cook a loaf of garlic bread in a frying pan with this instant powder. It's
I'm sorry, frying
stuff.
Pan?
Yeah.
You're bringing pots and pans?
I'll bring one
you got
pan.
NASA garlic bread?
You can buy it online.
Powder that turns into garlic bread?
It's a powdered thing that you like mix with water and put over
oh
a pot.
God,
and
the
it
one.
Bakes
you know
a
what?
Garlic bread.
I'm bringing fucking
and
no,
I'm
dried
shenanigans.
Thing
for
shenanigans.
Yeah. Dried meat and...
This doesn't fucking, exist.
If I'm going to have hot food, it's going
to
be rice.
When you go to Sport Check, do you not check those little hiking things? It's like cheese lasagna. It's little powdered flakes. I don't know. If it eats like
I think it comes
oatmeal.
Into a, like a mix. Yeah, like it's just a pile. Like
well,
if
I
you
thought it would cook
an chop
actual
it up.
Garlic bread.
Are you serious?
I think it does. I stand corrected.
Oh, with cheese.
Guys, okay, how could they not have a pack of yeast and flavoring and you stir it in with water and it slowly rises?
Okay, here's what they do.
How
does
bread made?
Listen, they take a bunch of edible...
The garlic doesn't form at the top of the bread.
Okay, if it is that, why would
they take a bunch of edible chemicals and they heat them up and they're like, okay, what does that taste like? Kind of tastes like garlic bread.
Garlic
bread.
No,
and they put it on the shelf.
They would not give you a fucking soup.
Any medicine flavor in the whole world was like, what does it kind of taste like? Right. It kind of tastes like banana.
This is
banana flavor.
Completely off course. This is not what it is. This kid is a thing to
strawberry
make.
Strawberry kiwi.
Garlic bread.
It's kind of tangy. Watermelon.
I'm telling you, it's a kit to make garlic bread.
Oh boy!
I'm bringing it and I'm eating it, and you're not getting
if
any of it.
If it forms the garlic
any
bread,
fucking
I'm
piece
walking.
Of it.
Okay, well, I'm gonna bring fucking, I'm gonna bring actual garlic and lammas bread. Garlic lasts more than 2 days, and fucking so does bread.
This is what I'm talking about.
You don't
what
bring chemical
plenty?
Garlic
bread. Applesauce.
I'll bring bread. Applesauce. Why wouldn't you take an apple?
I don't know.
Why is it being sauce form?
Why do you guys have to eat raw food the whole fucking
do
trip?
Do we even know where
you
we're
can
going?
Heat up apples?
Thank you. Let's heat up shit.
Where are we going?
That's my whole argument.
I don't know where we're going. As long as
we
got fire, we'll be fine.
Kyle's dad's back
here. I need hot food.
No, you know what? We gotta find a place that's like a certain amount of miles away from water and then walk to the water and back. That's it.
I'm a fan of the circle. I don't wanna walk.
Horseshoe.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horseshoe. If I find something awesome, I'm not going to be like, oh, we have a schedule to keep.
Look, I just don't want to have these plans of we're Zelda and we eat fucking sticks the whole time.
I'm halfway in the middle. I don't think I need to bring like propane tanks and shit like that.
I can't not eat for 2 days.
What?
Dude. I could, but I don't want it.
There's so, like, remember the beef jerky?
Buddy,
beef jerky?
Peanut butter and bread.
I'm telling you right now. 6 hours into this trip, when you're hungry and you want to eat
peanut
something,
butter.
And you have
6 hours.
6 hours.
6 hours. You go throughout your day thinking 6 hours, like, what the fuck?
No, but I'm
do?
Telling you, okay, I'm basing it on I'm hungry every 6 hours. And when I'm hungry in 6 hours, I don't want to go, oh, I know, I'll just put fucking peanut butter on bread. I want to go. I'm thinking about good meals, okay. Restaurants I want to go to, and nice things to eat.
Time to make some stir fry. Get out the pot and pan. Cut up your vegetables.
Okay, time out. Why can't you guys just have like a no cook lunch and then cook dinner?
Because we don't agree on anything ever. So it's like no one's going to agree on any one
thing. See, I'm pro cooking. Chad's anti cooking, and Joe.
I'm right in the middle.
So clearly, the middle option is cook one meal and then.
Doug, you're gonna be in rough shape, man. You gotta have some fucking meat.
Are you serious?
Get in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You realize that like my food's gonna survive the apocalypse, right?
It's good radio.
Oh god. Well, like look at like TVP. It's like naturally dehydrated protein. You add water to it, and it's delicious, and it tastes just like ground beef.
And cool. It's like, it doesn't taste just like ground beef.
Okay, it's chewy, and I don't really remember what
ground beef's not really
like,
chewy.
But I don't know. I mean, seriously though, it's like so easy. It's like vacuum packed.
I'm not saying I want meat. I'm just saying I want hot food.
Honestly, though, like bring tofurkey sausages. That would be.
I'm just gonna boil up some water and make a tea, and I'll have a fucking Cliff Bar with my tea.
I'm bringing a frying pan.
Oh, totally fine.
A fire.
Is everyone bringing a little pan?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Because we're such assholes.
This purple. I don't know what this thing does, but let's put it in the tea.
Because we're such a holes, we'll all have to bring our own pan.
You have to save me
because we don't want to share our fucking pan.
I just don't understand how you guys think you're gonna walk the whole day and wake up the next morning. And just keep eating granola bars that you've been eating all
I'm gonna have
before.
Meat. I'm gonna
fine
have, like,
with
fucking...
it. I've done it. I've been fine.
And potatoes.
You're just gonna
and...
eat cold meat?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty gross.
Well, I guess
beef jerkies?
Beef jerky, potatoes, beans.
Imagine boiling
rice.
Boiling
but
up.
You're gonna cook rice.
Dude,
potatoes,
we can boil
beans,
up an
right?
inch.
The rice I'll have to cook. You know what? I could probably make rice and then put it in like a thermos or something.
I'm gonna have a little Ziploc of instant coffee.
My whole plan,
coffee, eh?
Honestly, my plan was to to work with the like freshness time. Like, you could take something that needs to be refrigerated, put it in your backpack in a lunch bag, and by dinner time, cook it, and it would be fine.
You guys could like literally make pizza.
Because it's only 2 weeks.
You could like bring.
Yeah,
all
that's my thing. So why don't we just do that?
Yeah, there is
saying.
Like we could build a fire and make those. What does TJ call
them? We could pack a fucking lunch pail, like Sarah's saying.
Yeah, grilled cheese sandwiches.
With whatever leftovers we had from the night before. When we
but who carries
we
the lunch pail for everybody?
We
each pack our own lunch pails of 2 days' worth. But what I was saying was...
Fucking cheeseburgers and...
I was saying if we split on food and each carry a little bit of food and, like, some of the cooking supplies, it would be nice.
Yeah. I don't need condiments.
That's not gonna happen.
I have a feeling
I don't
that,
need
like,
salt. Maybe.
I have a feeling that what's gonna happen is like Doug is gonna like have this like amazing meal and like Chad's gonna be like, "Hey man, hey, can I have a bite?" It's like
I hate these good bars.
You know
what?
Chad will
and,
eat.
And then
whatever.
You guys are just gonna hate all of each other by the end of it.
You know what?
Chad will order cheese fries, Mexican fries, keep them in his car for 2 days and eat them.
Still does.
That's
cold.
Still does. I'm not too worried, but I'm actually very, very excited.
Yeah, I'll be snacking.
I hate that we had to push it back a week. Oh, and we do, we should plan an indoor plan B.
I don't even know when it is.
July 14th. July 12th.
July?
No, 17th.
No.
12th. This
is getting dangerously
like
close
Tuesday.
To exams.
14th.
Third semester.
All right, let me check this out.
But we got to have a plan B trip planned in case the weather's not nice.
Camping indoors. That's cute. Last time I did July that 12th. Was like my friend's birthday, and it was a Jedi training camp.
Camping indoors?
Yeah.
Did you have a little...
I got a little lightsaber that said Jedi Sarah on it. And, like, the girl who was Yoda who was, like, my babysitter.
I was gonna say midget, but...
Midget.
That's your little Yoda.
Take it!
Your little Yoda.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
Hmm?
I've said take it, I don't need it so many times in the last 2 days.
What was the thing that we were talking about? Take it, I don't need it. Oh, God. Fuck, what was it?
Something last week when we were drinking in that field.
Take it, I don't need it was going to be like our slogan.
Oh, yeah. The Money Mart.
Yeah.
Give me the cash.
Give me the cash.
What was the name of our Money Mart?
Give me the cash. And that the guy from Fifth Element was going to be our like mascot.
You guys
give me the cash.
Decided to open your own
Money Mart. Yeah, and then when you pay out somebody, he's like, dang it, I don't need it.
That's cold.
Yeah, you get a 10% discount if you say, give me the cash.
Give me the cash.
I just love the fact that, like, our marketing materials have a like a oh just a t- like you can see like the anti-aliasing like on like, the cutout on the paintbrush cutout of this character from like the screen caps.
The discount is
and just like give me the cash.
The discount is up to 10% depending on how good your impersonation is.
based on the CSRs.
Dig it! I don't need it. Give me the cash.
That's 15%.
That guy gets the whole 10.
Oh, that was awesome. That was a good time, man. Fucking TJ coming out.
How did TJ get the
and then
take it? I don't need
fucking,
it.
Fucking,
come on down to give me the cash.
We go to Schmoes. We go to Schmoes and their kitchen was closed because, like, their kitchen was closed because there was a bunch of underage
Joe
kids
Schmoes
in there for some
like
reason.
This shitty
okay, yeah,
bar
I'm just like,
in
what are you guys
We've
talking
all had to
about? Tell the listeners at home. Tell the listeners at home what Joe Schmoes is.
It's just this bar on Front Row that's like a drunken walk home from all our places, basically.
Yeah.
So we end up going there a lot more than we like, but it's just like, it's basically like
it
Kyle's
sucks.
Dad's living room with the lights on.
I guess.
The lights are
it's never dark
off.
In there, so it's just a bright light. It sucks.
So we got there and the kitchen was closed because there was a bunch of kids in there for some reason. They had ordered food and it was taking too long. So now the kids are there like after hours, right? It's like fucking 1 o'clock and there's little kids in the thing.
Where's the old man guys?
Yeah. And they're like, we're pretending to close so we can get all these kids out of here, but you guys can stick around. And we're like, all right, well, we're going to get Bullseye then and bring it in here. We had 4 poutines and 4 slices of pizza. It was the best feast like ever.
Bullseye has this really good LaSalle pizza place.
Oh, yeah, no, there's one on Tecumseh in Windsor.
Exposition.
Yeah.
Greg
by Dan
there.
By
yeah, what's that, like, super
me.
Lame slogan? Like, oh, pizza that hits the spot?
I like it.
Hits the spot, Eric.
Hits the spot.
Bullseye hits the spot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Fucking. And then we had a giant fire, and Dan decided he was going to bludgeon my eyeball with a fucking stick. That's the second
no,
time
it was
that's happening.
That we were walking back
from
to
Dan
the fire.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Dan
not from Dan specifically.
Dan derooted a tree out of the ground going, crunch! Back right to Joe's eyeball.
So it is what I said then.
Yeah, but
I saw his eye and I was just like, what'd you do? Like, last night you guys just got drunk and were throwing sticks?
I look like fucking... I look like Vickis from fucking District 9 for 2 days.
You did.
But, that's the second time this happened in my lifetime, and both times were a week before the exact same cousin's wedding. My cousin Derek is the second.
Mine's like fine now though.
Mine's fine now. It's his second marriage. And a week before.
In a year? He had two.
No, not a year. Not a year.
It's Star Wars, man. Star Wars Day.
It is Star Wars Day.
I know, but he's getting married on May the 4th. Anyway, so.
You get married again? Moat.
Okay, so.
He gets married again on May the 4th? You're Moat of that.
May the 4th?
You're Moat. May's the 4th?
May's the. Anyway, so
the
first time for his a week before his wedding was his bachelor party, and we went to Niagara Falls, and we had all just like drank too much and gone our separate ways, and I kept wanting to
Fuck
see
you.
The falls. I kept wanting to see the falls, so I was walking towards the sound of the water.
I'm seeing those fuckers.
But if you know Niagara Falls enough, like there's very
sound
little,
of the
there's,
water.
There's very little roads that lead right to the falls.
Yeah.
It's all like windy because it's on a hill. So I decide, like, I'm on one road, and there's just, like, a forest, and, like, just a valley, right? Like, it's going down towards the water. So I decide I'm going to cut through this fucking forest, me and another guy, and we're climbing down the hill, and you can't get a footing in. Like, you've got to hold on to tree branches. And the guy was in front of me, his name's Jake, and he's like, hey, go, come this way, it's pitch black. And he pulls a branch out of his way.
Oh, fuck.
And then, like, gets through it, lets go. And that thing just went wham, right into my fucking eyeball. And, like, I swear to God, like, I look like that for a week and a half.
Oh, my God.
And now this thing happens again with Dan. Like, luckily, it wasn't as bad. But I'm starting to, like, get blurred vision. Like, I've got trauma to my left
you might
eyeball.
Have scratched your retina.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what did happen. Yeah, you can scratch it, and it will heal just like any other wound.
Yeah.
But you have to keep it clean, and I knew better to, like, not rub it this time, so that's kind of why it's... I think I'm allergic to Visine. Remember what I looked like at the show?
Yeah.
I think it was
Were you using the anti-redness drops?
I was using, like, 15 symptom-curing Visine.
Okay, because I know if you use, like, too many of, like, the ones with the redness curing, it's, like, really irritating. You have to use
yes,
the regular
symptoms. Yes, it very much was. And what the only thing that made me feel better is after we played the show, all, like, the sweating, the salt water, it, like,
oh,
I felt
yeah.
great after the show. Like, and I stopped using the Visine, and now I look fine. So I'm happy about it. But, yeah. And now, you know, all these years later, just an arbitrary... And you know what? It's probably the exact same time of the night. Like, 2:30?
the Saturday before my cousin's wedding.
The wedding is crazy.
Yeah. So,
forever that night, too.
Dan fucking sticks a stick in my eyeball. Sticks a stick right in there.
It's the backdraft, too. Just pull, break.
You know.
Yeah. That was a good fire.
That was a huge fire.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I had a good video of a fire that I had this week, too. Past 3 nights I've had a fire, except for this night.
Yeah, man. Excited for the summer. Gotta get that canoe out. Canoe's waiting and ready.
Where are you canoeing?
The river.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you
get Joe and I had the best adventure of our lives.
Too close to the border. Is it like a tiny canoe?
It's like 16 feet.
I've shot at cops.
The Detroit before. River? You haven't.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot to learn. Let's get on the water.
Oh, man.
It's island, yeah, like in La Salle, if you go
okay,
off.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like we go outside of Cheney's and just throw the fucking canoe in the
sea. Imagine that.
Hold that! There's no way. We would. There'd be no paddling. It would be like, let's whatever 5-hour adventure we're about to go on.
Are you in? You in?
Doug, we gotta do our
flips.
Our,
the last we ever seen.
Our dream of finding out where the Turkey Creek ends. Get a case of beer on a Tuesday evening.
I know where it is.
Well, we all know where it is now.
That's
looked into
best
it.
For me.
We all joked about how, like...
We got past it.
I just love the idea.
Canoeing along, like, parents are in the backyard. Parents. Grown-ups. Like us.
Parents.
I got 2 kids.
Hey, Mom.
They're in the backyard cutting the grass and just 3 retards and fucking drinking beer. A case of beer. Just in the canoeing through the Turkey Creek.
Everybody
with a fucking... With a boom box.
I know what you think this is, but that's not what it is.
Yeah.
It eventually just
last
turns into
summer
cement.
When we got it from Shelby's mom's house and just rode it home.
I'm gonna have to do the same thing. They borrowed it now and it's like, and they're not driving it back. I'm gonna have to go pick the thing up.
No, we'll drive it back.
There's a lot of
canoe
fun.
It back.
Yeah, we'll canoe it back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got good times coming this summer.
I wanna take it, you know, on Malden Road right by the Tim Hortons, where there's that little bridge coming off the roundabout?
That's the creek.
Yeah. I wanna take it. Can you get to Front Road to there?
Yeah.
We got it. No, my dream is to chart it. I want to make a map of Turkey Creek.
I could probably draw you a map right now.
Yeah, I can draw you.
We grew up in La Salle.
I can't draw you a map.
It's going to be hilarious.
Well,
like,
I mean,
drunken, like...
It gets tight. Creek. It gets very tight.
It gets tight, like, by the...
After,
you know
between,
where it ends?
Between Matchett
where it ends
and
is the drainage, like, fountain thing, which would be funny to even canoe through that.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how it gets from, like, Front Road, like, behind to Malden Road. Is there just a turn that goes?
Okay,
right
so
it goes behind
Front Road, Sprucewood, Malden,
remember,
Todd Lane, and then behind.
Remember Willie Borne's house?
Yeah,
that's where it gets tight.
And then it's tight to Malden.
Listen, Doug, Front Road, Sprucewood.
This makes sense.
Malden, Todd Lane.
Where's Sprucewood?
Sprucewood is the road that St. Paul's School was, and Zaire's like ends on Sprucewood.
Okay, how does it get
next
from Front Road to Sprucewood? That's what I'm...
Do you know the pirate
about.
Bridge? Pirate bridge?
No.
The bridge that looks like a pirate ship?
No. Oh, I totally know what you're
See?
Talking about.
Didn't Manny's dad build that or something?
Yeah, Manny's dad built it.
Did he build it or design it?
Have I ever seen
this? Does that
mean
that your dad... Your Manny's dad is a pirate?
Possibly.
Okay, thank you.
I don't understand how it gets to Sprucewood. That's my...
I'm telling you.
It Where on Front Road? Give me a street on Front Road that gets
in front. Okay, Front Road is the street.
But Front Road and
Where
another.
Where on Front Road?
Like
sure.
Closer to your house, closer
Rio.
To my house.
Okay, well, okay.
Rio.
It starts at Rio.
Okay.
Rio
okay.
On Front Road. That's
Not
where
Rio.
It starts.
Oh, it is kind of Rio, yeah.
Yeah.
Between Rio, you know, okay, when you're driving on Front Road and you hit my street, you go over a bridge right before that.
Yeah, so if you go under
That's
that bridge.
That's Turkey Creek.
Okay, you would go past there, and there's, like, you could see all those people's backyards when
yeah.
you're going
Yeah, it
under
goes
that.
A ways down.
The next
then you would get to Shelby's house,
the
and
next
then
crossing
kept
is
going.
Matchett.
Yeah.
Shelby's house?
The next
Shelby
crossing
lives with me, my wife.
Shelby's parents' house.
Sorry. I knew you were saying that. I'm just being a dick.
Shelby's house.
So the next crossing is Matchett.
This is
I just don't
radio
understand.
Radio.
I've never... Okay, my
like,
issue is I've never been
kind of
past it past Matchett.
It goes all... Okay, then Matchett, it goes back behind...
oh, my God.
There's... Okay, yeah. There's a bike trail that goes back there.
Yeah.
We'll chart it.
We'll chart it. Yeah,
we'll
chart
it.
We'll
chart it out.
Let's get CycleVeter and we'll fucking put it on.
Let's Google Street View the whole creek with our iPhones.
Let's turn this off.
Yeah, okay. Let's wrap it up. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Obviously, or not obviously, sorry. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on Facebook. Search All Range Mode Podcast.
This has been 20 episodes. Yeah. From one long.
We also have all range mode. We also have allrangemode.ca. Please send us some feedback, and we'd love to hear what you think of the episode, and we'd love to hear what you want us to talk about next week. And it will be much more open format, so that's good. More kind of general discussion, not just games or not just movies, things like that. So
thanks for listening to our
shotgun topics.
Yeah. So thanks. Hope thanks so like much it. For listening. And again, I'm Joe. To my right, I have Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah's right. We have Chad.
Hello.
To Chad's right, we have Doug.
Hey.
And back to me. All range mode out.
All range mode.